Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
A-woo.
Hello, Rockin' the Suburbs people. This is Tim Hoffman calling from Centerville, Virginia, with my pick for the addition to the perfect pop playlist, and that would be A.C. Newman's song Miracle Drug from his 2004 album The Slow Wonder. Why am I picking this song? Because it's perfect. He chose it as the opening track for the album. It is up-tempo. It starts with a killer drum. Starts with a killer drums. It's got a guitar solo that will stick in your head like nothing else. It's probably, 2.5-3 minutes long, tops. And shout out to Eric Didrikson, who turned me on to A.C. Newman way back 4 years ago or so in a hootenanny with the song Drink to Me, Babe, Then, the second song on the album The Slow Wonder. And the reason I'm mentioning this song now, Miracle Drug, is because A.C. Newman is coming to my area, and hopefully your area, on a 20th anniversary tour, where he's going to play the album from beginning to end. He's playing Saturday, November 23rd at the Miracle Theater in Washington, D.C. Rockin' the Suburbs people, come on out and join me there. Crank up this song. Play it many times. It's perfect. All right. Peace out, y'all. Love ya.
Interest, young man. While preparing his soul for a perilous slide in the crime, he had decided that he would err on his side of divine. Being told this was wise, that they'd be paid back with interest in due time.
Hello, Rock in the Suburbs. This is Mark Nace calling from Okemos, Michigan. And I am calling with Perfect Pop, answering Jim's call for Perfect Pop to help us hopefully get through this difficult week. The song that I have is one that I've kind of had in my back pocket for a while. Thinking about calling in about it. But I was sure that it was already on the list. I thought someone had to have chosen this particular song. So I went through the list just to double check, and it turns out that it's not on there. So, without any further ado, the song I'm choosing for Perfect Pop is Cannonball by the Breeders. Where to start with the song? I love the way that the song is layered, and it's just built on one hook after another. it manages to be poppy yet eccentric at the same time. And it just kind of insinuates itself on the listener. It starts off with the a-woo, a-woo vocal, which that kind of grabs you right away. And then you get a little bass riff comes in, and then the drums join in, and then you get a little sort of guitar strum in there, followed by a kind of heavier sounding, louder guitar sort of layered on top of the more gently strummed guitar riff. I apologize, musicians out there who are probably thinking I sound like an idiot trying to describe music. Once again, I'm really not a musician. Just trying to describe it as best I can. What else about this song? Oh, yeah, you can hear my animals making noise. I like the loud, quiet dynamic, which, of course, was a big deal in the 90s, created by, well, at least sort of popularized, I suppose, by the Pixies and then later Nirvana. And, of course, Kim Deal, being part of the Breeders, she continued the loud, quiet dynamic with the Breeders. What else? Kim Deal's vocal and Kelly Deal's vocals, and just the way that, you know, you have these two sisters singing, and their voices just are perfect together. I don't know what the song is about. Does anyone really know what the song is about? I've looked at the lyrics, and they don't make a heck of a lot of sense, but there are some pretty funny lines in the song, like, probably the best one is the couplet, "I'll be whatever you want," the bong in this reggae song. I mean, it's funny. It's a funny line. I guess the song is vaguely romantic or sexual or something. I don't know. I haven't the slightest clue. But it doesn't really matter what the song is about because it's just so darn hooky. And it's a song that I can listen to over and over again, like Jim was saying with the Blue Rodeo song that he picked. A song you can listen to over and over again and really not get tired of it. At least not me. It's a song that came out in 1993, so it's 31 years old, and I still love it. It's still a very fun song to listen to. So I think that about covers it. So once again, Perfect Pop, Cannonball by the Breeders. Take care, everybody. I hope you survive the week. It should be interesting. I hope in a good way. We shall see. But whatever you do, keep rocking the suburbs. Hello, Rockin' the Suburbs. This is Mark Neese calling again. Well, not really calling, recording a message again. This is kind of an addendum to my first recording about the Breeders' Cannonball. I just want to correct myself. Of course, I think everybody knows that Kim Deal was in the Pixies. I don't think I really need to say that. So I think it's pretty clear she took that sort of, loud, soft, songwriting style from the Pixies to the Breeders. And and also just her whimsical songwriting style, which I think the Pixies really missed after she left. I personally have never really been interested in the Pixies after Kim Deal left the band. They're just not the same. She just added just that certain flavor, that humor, that sense of fun and whimsy that I don't think Black Francis necessarily always has. And moving on, the little guitar part I was talking about, it's not really strummed. I mean, what was I thinking? That it's just a little sort of dry guitar riff, not non-distorted. And then you get the loud, distorted guitar bit joining in with that sort of more dry, non-distorted guitar riff. I'm sounding foolish trying to describe this. All you have to do is just listen to the song and you'll know what I'm talking about, I think. And I think we've all probably heard the song. I don't need to tell you about Cannonball. I'm sure everybody out there has already heard it. So anyway, it's early in the morning on election day and I'm just rambling. Add this on if you want to. Anyway, I hope everyone's doing well and hang in there and keep rocking the suburbs.
Patrick, rocking the suburbs, faithful interns, and of course Shadow and Buckethead. This is Kevin Clement, and I was just calling in about my perfect pop song. Of course, I've added a few if you've listened to the podcast in the past, but I'm going to add one that's been talked about a lot on the show, but has never been put into the perfect pop pantheon, so I just have to do it. This is, of course, the song A Forest by The Cure. It was co-produced by Mike Hedges and Robert Smith, and it was released as a single from the band's second album, 17 Seconds, in 1980. It's a much darker album than their first one, and even a lot of their previous ones after that. It was their debut entry into the UK singles chart, reaching 31. It took about another 10 years before they made it onto the US charts, but this is just a really unbelievably great song. It starts out with just that atmospheric kind of synth, and you add in that bass, and it just goes on for a little while, and then all of a sudden the drums kick in, but that bass is what drives the entire song. And when it really kicks in and Robert Smith starts singing and all, it just puts you into another level. I mean, it's just a beautiful song. I know people have heard it a lot, maybe are tired of it. I don't know. But I can tell you, The Cure deserved to be on Perfect Pop, of course, and this song, I believe, deserves to be on there. So I hope you enjoy, and we'll talk with you later.
Guitar solo that will stick in your head like nothing else.